Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. I just wanted to hop on here and say I have not forgotten about the podcast. I think about it every day and what to talk about. But oh my gosh, has this pregnancy been so rough and so different than my other three that I just, some days I can't even get myself to do more than the basic stuff around the house. We are finally hitting the halfway point in pregnancy, and I'm feeling the best I've felt all pregnancy. And I'm hoping to devote more time to this podcast because with homesteading and farming and life and homeschool, there is just so much to talk about and so much I want to share. And I just feel so much better doing that over a podcast versus like a YouTube channel because we choose to keep our kids off the internet for many, many reasons. And a podcast lets me talk about our day-to-day life and talk a little bit about what the kids are doing without showing them on the internet, without posting their picture, without posting and catching them on accident on the YouTube channels. So this is just a great outlet for us. So we've been up to, well, my oldest is only 4 and a half, so we don't really homeschool, like in the sense of push a bunch. But we definitely do a little here and there and let him lead the way. So he's very much self-led in the schooling department right now, which is great. With him being kind of self-led on his learning, some days we don't do anything and he learns through play, and some days, today for example, we did 30 pages in one of his little pre-kindergarten, preschool workbooks that has probably about 200 pages in it. And he was excited to do it all, and he focused, he stuck with it, he did excellent. So being self-taught, kind of self-paced, especially at this age, is more beneficial than pushing for them to learn their alphabet, for them to write their name and all that, because they will do it if you let them lead. There's no need to push a child. They will just naturally want to learn. And it's just so exciting to watch each of our children find the different interest. Our youngest is currently 18 months old, and his biggest infatuation is tractors and making shapes fit into different holes, which comes into play in so many different areas later on in life. And for us, it's just a big goal to let him be self kind of taught, self-learning, and it's just fun to see where their brains and their minds and their thoughts go. The next thing on our homestead, I mean, we've done a lot of learning the past few days, but the next thing we've kind of been playing catch up on is behind chores. Our yard is way overgrown with my husband's schedule. Most weeks he works 6 days a week. A couple weeks ago we had a trailer breakdown and we tried playing catch up then, but it was hot or it was rainy and there was just so much we could get done that week. So today my husband was able to stay home. And we were able to get some yard work done. We got a shed built. We moved the chickens, which are meat birds, are laying hens free range the entire farm. They don't even have a coop. They just roost wherever. They do excellent. We have guard dogs that keep any predators away, and it's been awesome. But anyway, we got the chickens moved and the meat birds on fresh pasture, which we do 2 to 3 times a day anyway, but it was nice having an extra hand doing that, especially with the 3 kiddos outside. We put the goats in a new paddock, which we run that with a Gallagher smart fence. So much easier than a Premier One netting, especially when you have children. If you're farming, you're homesteading, you're doing any of that, I highly, highly recommend the Gallagher smart fence. Unless you're running poultry, which then the Premier One poultry netting is excellent choice. For me, being by myself most of the time at home, the smart fence just works better for us. With the Gallagher smart fence, it's just 4 strands pre-strung through 10 or 11 posts. There's 330 feet of fencing. And you hook your draw wire directly up to it. And it's just so much easier, especially if you got a bunch of littles. Where my oldest is 4 and a half, my youngest is 18 months, keeping up with them plus moving animals, for me it's just easier. And low tangles, super easy to deal with, well worth the money. We've been cooking. We're almost out of all of our pasture-raised beef. We're out of pork. We have a little bit of deer left in the freezer. It is time for us to get to butchering, which we have pigs to butcher. We've got chickens that will be butchered next month. And we got a cow that we could take to the butcher or butcher ourselves at this point because you can't get into a butcher at any time. So, yeah, our deep freeze is low, but there will be a meat source to be had. The kids are running like crazy, as always. My husband this afternoon had to go take an errand, which meant for his errand, it was more of a, he had to go load eggs so he could do his deliveries tomorrow. So he took the oldest with him, so it's kind of like a break with only having two. And we are definitely staying busy, busy, busy. Now, earlier I mentioned that we had laying hens and they run all over. Right now, we can't find their eggs. So we do buy our eggs from an Amish friend who has same values and pasture raises, and the eggs are so cheap. It's almost not worth me having the chickens, honestly. But we enjoy them. The kids like the chores of the chickens, so it's a good work ethic for the kids and teaches them responsibility. We are still using our essential oils. We have switched our toothpaste over, and I will talk about why in that in another podcast away from Young Living, but I still trust and use Young Living for basically everything. And with the new convention that just, the convention that happened this past weekend, they just released a whole bunch of new items, and guys, you're going to want to get your hands on some of this. It's awesome stuff. And like I said, this was just kind of a recap, and I hope to start sharing more. The podcast is on my mind a lot, and I appreciate all my followers and the listeners I've had. And I am so sorry that some of these have been spaced out, but sometimes we just need a break in general from life and from technology. I hope you have a blessed day, and thank you for listening.